From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. When you think of the Federal Communications Commission, if you think of the Federal Communications Commission at all, you might recall big fines against broadcasters for airing wardrobe malfunctions or swear words. But the FCC regulates much more than broadcasts. Its decisions affect your cell phone, your internet access, and your fire department. Today, we begin an examination of the FCC with a profile of its current chairman, Kevin Martin. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
The crowd in Seattle was angry. Last fall, Chairman Kevin Martin attended a public hearing there shortly before an FCC vote that loosened the rules on media consolidation. Seattle citizens were told about the hearing only a few days in advance. That inspired the two Democratic commissioners to issue a joint statement, saying this smelled like mean spirit. The crowd clearly agreed.
No, I'm not quite done. And I'll sit down in a second, and then you all have your chance tonight.
Running the FCC is not a job for the weak of heart, says Mark Fowler. He chaired the commission under President Reagan.
I guess Kevin should probably look under his car every morning with a mirror.
Just about every FCC chairman has taken heat, including Reed Hunt. He chaired the commission under President Clinton, back when Kevin Martin worked there as a legal advisor who specialized in telecom issues.
He is a very unflappable, very unemotional person in his job.
Martin was named FCC chair almost 3 years ago by President Bush at the age of 38. He'd served as a commissioner since 2001. Martin tends to be described as boyish-looking, sandy-haired with Harry Potter glasses. His management style is somewhat less innocuous.
It's quite closed, quite secretive, quite politicized, quite centralized.
It's hard to get people at the FCC to talk on the record about Chairman Martin. Telecommunications is a fairly incestuous world, with former staffers working as lobbyists and former lobbyists working as staffers. No one wants to irritate a man described by Drew Clark as Nixonian.
He's been extremely secretive. The agency has really ramped up the number of times that it seeks to exempt information from the Freedom of Information Act.
Clark had to sue the FCC a few years ago when the group he worked for, the Center for Public Integrity, tried to obtain information about how many Americans get broadband.
I know that the commission does not like to make data publicly available.
Kevin Martin declined to make himself available for the story, and he apparently doesn't always talk to his fellow commissioners. At a hearing last November, Republican Robert McDowell expressed frustration at the FCC's dysfunction.
Today's report has taken an interesting journey in the past few weeks and even the past few hours. For starters, it's about 9 months overdue to Congress. Then it appeared that the commission was going to ignore a mountain of evidence from independent analysts and prior commission findings to favor a solitary study.
McDowell's boss has been called before Congress to testify about inconsistent rulemaking, problems with broadband deployment data, and what critics call his favoritism of big telecoms. Drew Clark says John Dingell, chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, has bombarded Kevin Martin with Dinglegrams,
which are these long, detailed, rough, aggressive letters. And it's no fun to be on the receiving side of the Dinglegram.
The Michigan Democrat spanked Martin publicly at a December hearing about media consolidation.
We have witnessed too much sniping amongst the commissioners, and we've heard too many tales of short-circuited decision-making processes. In sum, the FCC appears to be broken.
At a Senate hearing a week later, California Democrat Barbara Boxer accused Martin of suppressing data that doesn't advance his agenda.
Chairman Martin, as you're well aware, in September 06, I made public two media ownership studies prepared by FCC staff at taxpayer expense that were shoved in a drawer because their conclusions ran counter to certain interests.
Democrats, generally speaking, criticize Martin for being too anti-regulatory. Republicans criticize him for being too regulatory. Telecoms like AT&T and Verizon say Martin doesn't let them go far enough, and public interest crusaders say he lets them go too far.
Hey, Chairman Martin.
Activists at a hearing last fall appeared as the FCC cheerleaders.
M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y. Monopoly, monopoly gets us high.
At stake, of course, are billions of industry dollars and the future of the way we communicate, all at a moment when we increasingly get information from non-traditional media. NBC TV is regulated. Google is not. But even Martin's critics agree he's been effective. Former FCC Chairman Mark Fowler says he's not a critic.
I may not agree with everything that Kevin has done, but I think he's a very quick study. He's very intelligent. And I think he has some of his own ideas about the way broadcasting should be, and he's trying to implement that vision.
Kevin Martin has joked his vision was shaped by two formative experiences, fighting with his four siblings for the TV remote in rural North Carolina, and leading the student government at the State University in Chapel Hill. Martin attended Harvard Law, then he was a star associate at a powerhouse D.C. firm. Then, says Drew Clark, in 1999, Martin joined George W. Bush's presidential campaign.
He was down there doing the whole Florida recount, and his wife has worked in Dick Cheney's office. And I guess I should also mention Kevin Martin worked for Ken Starr.
Still, Clark says partisan politics are less a defining feature of Kevin Martin's tenure than his relentless pressure on the cable industry. He's tried to cap cable growth, delayed industry mergers, and attacked cable pricing, as he did before an audience at last month's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
When you look across the spectrum of all the areas the commission regulates, we've seen a significant decrease in consumer prices in almost every area except one. And that's cable services.
A number of FCC watchers suspect Martin's focus on cable prices is part of an attempt to push the industry into letting people buy only the channels they want. It's widely assumed this stance caters to conservatives who find some cable content indecent. But former Republican FCC Chair Mark Fowler says it makes sense for this father of two.
He wants to see decent programming on the air. He wants to protect kids. But I guess it's a big but. To have the government involved in weighing what goes out over the airwaves is something that I just don't believe belongs in a free society.
Former Democratic FCC Chair Reed Hunt points to the FCC's fining week before last of hundreds of TV stations for airing an old episode of NYPD Blue that showed a woman's bare bottom. Hunt says Martin's priority instead should be keeping America ahead of the curve in wireless innovation.
He is doing what he wants to do, what he intends to do. Most people in America don't benefit, and most people in America who understand his goals and methods are seriously, seriously in disagreement, even shocked.
But Kevin Martin may be counting on other people in America. He's said to be contemplating a run for office in North Carolina when his term as FCC chairman ends. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.